Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Susan Merritt finally released on an outrageous bail in San Francisco. We're going to be talking about her ordeal just a few days ago in a San Francisco court and a San Francisco jail because she did one thing. She did an undercover video with regards to Planned Parenthood. Now she faces 15 felony charges. Never before has that happened in history. And this woman now has been treated like a criminal. We're defending her. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, after 12 hours, three judges, and $75,000 in bail, Sandra Susan Merritt was finally released from jail this past week. And she turned herself in to California authorities to answer the 15-count felony charges brought against her by the state of California. And it involved her undercover work exposing Planned Parenthood's illegal sale of aborted baby body parts. I mean, this is outrageous, Holly, that it takes 12 hours to get this woman released from the jail, $75,000. We had to arrange for payment, $75,000. Now, Sandra Susan Merritt is a 64-year-old grandmother. 64-year-old grandmother. She's lived in the same house.
41 years.
41 years. She does not have a passport.
So she's not going to flee or anything like that.
No, 64-year-old grandmother, 41 years in the same house. She's not a flight risk, and yet she spent 12 hours in jail, $75,000
right.
bail.
But then on the other hand, you have a 34-year-old illegal immigrant who is very likely to run. He's charged with rape, and he gets his bail at $2,500. What's the sense in that?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, here's the difference. You've got some political correctness going on here. Yeah. You've got abortion.
Exactly.
That's that issue here.
Not
That's
to
what
mention
it is.
The attorney general who filed these charges against her, who has his hands in the pockets of Planned Parenthood, as well as his predecessor, and the one who is going for his position as well. They all have gotten money from Planned Parenthood for their campaigns. So there's some unethical criminal things going on in that realm.
Yeah, it's unreal. And we have on our website the press release, Sandra Merritt finally released on outrageous bail. You'll see a photo of Sandra there with our attorneys. And then you'll also see a photo of her from the back where she is walking down the hallway with her hands cuffed behind her back, a 64-year-old grandmother.
Like a criminal, yeah.
Like a criminal. And then you also see this little cheese sandwich that they gave her.
I know, two pieces of bread and a piece of cheese.
Two pieces
of
bread
and a
piece of cheese for 12 hours.
Yes.
Three judges. $75,000, 64-year-old grandmother. And her only thing that she did was she videotaped what many other people in California have done in other situations and released it to the public and showed what Planned Parenthood was doing with aborted baby body parts. I mean, they were harvesting them. They were selling them to STEM Express. STEM Express was making catalogs with outrageous prices, having sales, hot items of the month, that they would ultimately put in this baby body part catalog. Like a Sears catalog, here you had baby body parts or some other catalog
for like
parts
70% saddle. Profit.
And here you got this STEM Express making a catalog of all of this. And like you said, on the other hand, you got a 34-year-old illegal immigrant who is the very definition of a flight risk, charged with rape, gets $2,500 bail. It's outrageous.
I know. But you know, she reminds me so much of Kim Davis. I mean, God just appoints certain people to be lights in these very difficult positions. And just like Kim, who was, you know, never wavered on her faith, kept a very godly attitude through the whole thing. And so is Sandra. I mean, she and our attorney, you know, went over scripture before she was handcuffed. She kept a smile on her face through the whole time and even afterwards, and know that God has just called her for this, for such a time as this, to be a light and to be an example in this situation, which could be very, very difficult. But she has maintained such amazing witness.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, here the state attorney general has done something that no one can find has ever happened in the history of California.
No other journalist has been charged with a crime.
No, coming after a journalist, coming after someone who's exercising their First Amendment rights, and charging them with not just one felony, but 14 felonies for every person she interviewed, and then a 15th felony for conspiracy, working together with David DeLaden, who's the other person,
right,
the two that did the undercover videos. And even the Los Angeles Times editorial board blasted the attorney general because it sets a terrible precedent. I mean, recently, not many years ago, there was an undercover investigation of animal abuse.
Right.
That obviously caused a lot of uproar among the people there in California, and that was addressed.
But the people weren't charged. But was anyone arrested for that?
Nobody was charged with that. So here, the state of California attorney general, who actually has, over the years in his political races, received thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood, who was praised by Cecil Richards when he was appointed in that position by Governor Jerry Brown. That California attorney general's office made it clear that it will spare no expense to convict Sandra.
For 11 years, they want to put her away. 11
and put
years.
Her away for 11 years. 11 years.
It's absurd.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd. So obviously, we're going to be moving forward aggressively defending this. But, you know, it's, you know, we can talk about all the different legal things here, but let's look at some of the practical things. Here's a 64-year-old grandmother. She has children. She has grandchildren. Mm-hmm. She never thought she would be in a situation like this. She wanted to bring to light what was happening behind these doors of Planned Parenthood. And everybody who's seen those videos have been shocked. Shocked at those videos because they're so callous. There are people with Planned Parenthood joking about buying more expensive cars. There are people that are talking about harvesting or selecting certain ones or getting different size organs intact. And people with STEM Express doing that. STEM Express in another part of California is being sued by another state attorney office because of its sale of these baby body parts, which violates California and federal law. And so you've got these abortion murdering of children going on behind the closed doors of Planned Parenthood, 330,000 a year, 887 abortions a day. They're brutally destroyed, ripped apart, and then harvested.
And like price tags on all their organs, like their cars or something.
Yeah, and they go free. And so Sandra...
Yeah.
She's handcuffed. We've got a photo of her being handcuffed. So it's like, you know, have we fallen to such a level in our country that we criminalize people that stand for innocent human life and put them in jail and intend to put them away for 11 years? I mean, if you put Sandra away for 11 years, she'd be 75 years old if she got put in jail today. 75 years old. She'll be, however long this case goes, she'll be somewhere between 75 and 80 years old before she gets out of jail.
And, you know, these videos were taken in public places, and even the president of Planned Parenthood testified. There was nothing
They weren't
under,
confidential.
Yeah, they weren't confidential. It was nothing, you know, it was in public places. And as a journalist, there's nothing wrong with doing that when you're uncovering facts of a story, and she was certainly doing that.
Well, first of all, it wasn't confidential, as you said.
Right.
Planned Parenthood's president, the CEO, Cecil Richards, admitted that
right.
under testimony to Congress. So certainly we'll use that. But the other thing is that there was certainly information that Planned Parenthood was engaging in illegal activity. And whether they were or not, you don't have to resolve that issue. But if the undercover journalist suspects that they were, and certainly Sandra and David did, then that is an exception to, that's
exactly.
one of many exceptions to any of these laws that came against. That's why these journalists have never been charged in the history of California.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a pro-abortion supported by a pro-abortion attorney general, supported by Planned Parenthood, who then came down heavy with the state of California. So please pray for Sandra. Pray for us in our legal defense. We need not only your prayers, but we certainly need your financial support. This will be a significant resource consumption as we defend Sandra in a San Francisco courtroom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website to learn more about this and other cases, and you can support us online at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.